Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I actually think they use this song for Ford commercials, don't they? It's a Ford, the F-150, the big truck that has it all. I'm almost positive they use it for Ford. Definitely a truck commercial, and we're the Built Ford Tough Studios. The only truck we care about is Ford.
Right.
Get yourself a brand new Ford F-150 with the towing capacity of 50 elephants.
You know?
Yes.
Oh, man. By the way, the auto show's coming to the Javits Center at the beginning of April.
Nice. You'll be able to go there and hang out with the Ford people again?
I will be, yes.
You know, I ran into a Ford guy when I was down in Florida. He was like a regional something or other.
A regional something or other. I'm sure marketing or
seemed
somebody.
Seemed like a great guy.
Maybe a liaison with Detroit.
Yeah, I was at dinner. He was sitting there at the bar before dinner. And I got talking to him about something. And next thing you know, Ford comes up. So I'm dropping all the names that you've told me. Hey, you know this guy? You know that guy?
Hey, what about
you know
that
this guy?
Guy?
Hey, you know that guy? Yeah, I know that guy. Everybody's great over there. Okay, so two contracts. One signed in an introduction. Another that will be signed sooner than later. That, to me, I've got no issue with, but some people do. And the first one will be the introduction of Rick Pitino today at Madison Square Garden as St. John's head coach. I don't want to completely dismiss everything that has gone on with Rick Pitino. I won't do that. But at this point, I am happy that he's a St. John's coach. I am focused on them turning the program around, and I have moved on from that. I believe that, as I mentioned yesterday, the coaching in Greece, coming back, coaching Iona, and now being 70 years old and getting the shot at St. John's, I don't believe there's going to be any scandals here at St. John's, and I think a lot of people would have egg on their face if there is. I think all of that stuff is in the past, and if you look at this strictly as a basketball move, it is being lauded throughout the country, and a lot of people believe, as I do, that they will turn this thing around very quickly, like in a year. Transfer portal, everything else.
He'll have a whole new team here. And by the way, what he did say yesterday is that they have to build a culture here. You know, you and I were talking about the facilities and the infrastructure and all that other stuff that needs to take place at St. John's, things that we don't see, but only the coach feels, as you have enumerated a number of times with Chris Mullin.
Yeah.
So all of that stuff has got to change. And Rick Pitino will change that as well, and he will also change the makeup of the players. And if the players don't want to follow the rules and don't want to play the game the way that he wants it to be played, he will find players that will do that. And he now has the hammer over there at St. John's.
And a great recruiter, a great teacher, someone who has done it at the highest level in multiple places. I believe he has still got it. This is not a guy who is taking the money from St. John's to land his career somewhere. I think he wants to go there. He wants to win. He wants to put in the foundation of long-term success at a program that has not had a lot of that, that used to be a storied program. So, I had not made the Sweet 16 since 1999.
Hey, look, he'll elevate this program just like Pikul and the Big Ten elevated Rutgers. You know, and now you'll have legitimate Division I basketball back in Queens. I know that Mike Anderson, the previous coach, is going to sue the school for an $11 million payment because he feels like he was unjustly fired. The school is saying he was fired for cause and everything else. So you don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, if he's suing them, I would believe that he would be comfortable that nothing was going on behind the scenes that's going to make him look bad. And he just feels like they came up with some fakakta way to take his $11 million back because he got fired for cause. Because if you look at some of the things that are in there for the cause firing, not communicating well with his assistant coaches and stuff like that. So I don't know.
I mean, there could be something else that they're not putting out there. Who knows? I have no idea. But I do know this, that it makes them look bad. I mean, you know, they hired him. They had the press conference just like they're going to have today. and everything was supposed to be great with him coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden he leaves and there's an $11 million question mark. And I guess, you know, from St. John's standpoint, they got to try to save money. But from Mike Anderson's standpoint, and I would think for every coach's standpoint, he needs to get paid. You know, if it didn't work out, you made the decision initially, and these coaches need to get paid. That's just the way it works. And I would think that, you know, if it were reversed and were Rick Pitino getting fired and Mike Anderson brought in here, you know damn well that Rick Pitino would be fighting for that money.
Well, of course, I think everybody should. Unless there's some sort of horrible thing we don't know about.
Right. And again, well, for me, like, if the truth is what's being reported in the papers, then I don't think that stands for firing for cause.
Yes.
I mean, you want to sit here and say that, you know, you didn't win, you didn't go to the NCAA tournament, you didn't make the money that we thought you were going to be able to make and recruit, that's why we're firing you, then he would have been paid. Now they're creating some other thing about cause, and Mike Anderson's going to fight it. So good for him. If, in fact, there's a reason to fight this without further information that we don't have.
So the termination letter explaining Anderson's firing, it says that Anderson failed to facilitate an environment of academic compliance within the program. It also claimed that Anderson failed to appropriately supervise his assistant coaches.
Okay, so that could mean different things. And, you know, I think hiding within all of that is that he broke rules. And, by the way, you heard what Rick Pitino said yesterday. There's going to be a culture here. There's going to be a culture shift. You have to go to class.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to class, then you are not going to be a part of this team. So it sounds to me like whatever Rick was saying yesterday is tied to why Mike Anderson was fired.
Yeah, and I also think that the $11 million that they owe Mike Anderson is a lot easier to pay Rick Pitino if they don't have to pay Mike Anderson.
Well, listen, if Mike Anderson put the school in jeopardy and kids were not going to class and kids were being disrespectful and it was a joke,
yeah,
and, you know,
well, they're going to have to prove it
I still
now,
like
right?
I think that it is a, you know, it is an institution of higher learning, and there should be some, you know, ethics attached to it, although we both know in reality that there's probably not a lot of ethics attached to the world of college athletics these days.
That is correct. So we're going to find out, because if this lawsuit gets denied and St. John's doesn't have to pay, then... So then something else went on, and something else will come out.
It's going to go into, like, you know, New York State court. It usually finds in the favor of the employee.
Okay.
So. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's a classic boomer scoff, right? For sure. All right, the other contract.
Yes.
Roger Goodell apparently is going to sign a new contract coming up. Roger Goodell makes a lot of money. Was it $64 million last year that he made?
Not as much as Michael Kay, I guess. Michael Kay got a massive deal, right? Didn't we read he got a massive deal somewhere?
Was that the adjective that was used?
Yeah, I think Andrew Marchand used massive.
Okay, let me just see. Massive deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a...
Seven figures. Now, this Roger Goodell is eight figures.
That's right, eight figures.
He's eight figures, and his eight figures starts with a six. Michael Kay's seven figures, does that start with a nine or a one?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I really don't know. I mean, so it says, Michael Kay opts for massive ESPN New York deal. Yeah.
Hey, good for him.
That's right. We don't besmirch anybody for getting their...
Heck no, man.
Taking care of their chickens, getting paid.
You got to take care of your chickens, baby, right, as they say.
I mean, this will be the Deshaun Watson contract in our industry. We'll go all shop it everywhere else, you know?
That's exactly right. I never thought of it that way, but now, yes, that's how you got to think about it.
All of a sudden, Evan Roberts and his mom are back there in Olivero's office.
I mean, Robert's been murdering those guys for months. I mean, for years since Craig got there.
Yeah.
I mean, man, oh my God. I'd be right in Olivero's office right now. Let's go. Massive up, baby. I want the Deshaun Watson contract.
Yeah, let's get it. All fully guaranteed.
Man, they're giving it to somebody who's 17th in a market. I mean, God damn it. I mean, like, now you're number three. Like, Craig and Evan are number three, right?
I guess,
what it was reported right now. Because you tweeted something. Yes, I only saw it because you tweeted it yesterday.
Yeah, I tweeted because
you were saying that your warm-up show is 100% of the market.
Right, 100 share.
100 share.
Number one, and it never gets reported. But yes,
why doesn't that get reported?
That's a good question. It's in the morning.
It has been reported in the past.
It has.
But this time they did not report it.
Right.
But they did report that for like how many months in a row now, Carton and Roberts have just destroyed those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are what, 17th?
17th place, yeah.
And he got a massive month, deal.
Yeah. Massive deal.
And Craig and Evan are third place.
Yes.
Right. And you're in first place.
Correct.
Okay. So make sure.
Yeah, all right.
I did respond back to Andrew Marchand.
Yeah.
To the 17th place tweet, and I said, that's worth $1 million a year.
Well, wait a minute. I don't think it's a million. It's massive.
Well, that's what's funny. So Andrew
gotta be massive.
Responded back to me. He goes, more than that.
Yeah, see? Massive.
I'm
that's
jealous.
A key word. Like when I think of Roger Goodell,
mm-hmm.
I think massive. When I think of Deshaun Watson,
yeah.
I think massive. And now, when I think of Michael Kay, normally think massive in terms of head size, but now it's wallet size massive.
Yeah, and like I said, everybody in this business.
Good for him.
Good for you.
Raise the level, baby.
Yeah, raise the level for everybody else. Like, what do you say about the athletes? It's you owe it to everybody else
right?
in the industry to go get as much as humanly possible.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, where is Deshaun Watson ranked in the quarterback list now? 17th?
Because I wanted money.
Yeah.
I mean,
what?
It's great to see a talk show host get paid.
I think that's awesome.
I think it's tremendous.
Or Don LaGreca.
What? How do you know he's not making money?
No,
he could be making money.
Didn't say massive.
Yeah, it didn't say massive.
No, it's one of those things, like, you know, Pat McAfee gets all that money and then pays out. Like, people report Pat McAfee's making $120 million that's not all his salary. That's just, you know, that's what they paid for the show, and then he pays his guys out of that. Is that what's going on here with the Michael Kay show? Like, he's paying his guys out of his salary?
No. They run it just like we run it here. Like,
okay.
I make most of the money here.
Get out of here, really?
I've been around the longest.
I know, of course, as it should be. But
I pay the most taxes, too.
Yeah, that is true, yes. That's a good problem to have, Spock.
And you kind of now know about taxes.
I think I've always known about taxes.
Yeah, but the more you make, the more you realize what they really, truly are and how they impact your life.
Yes, I'm uncomfortable now about this whole situation. I got to be honest with you. I'm uncomfortable about it. I'm happy that he's making money. And I hope everybody here at WFAN who's doing better than them also gets an opportunity to make that scrudge.
That's what I hope.
I don't think it works like that.
I don't think it works like that either. Just saying that's what I hope.
Do you think Gary Bettman goes to the NHL owners and says, look what Roger Goodell's making. How come I'm not making that money?
They'll say, look at the TV ratings. That's why you're not making that money.
Right. Yeah. Trust me. I know it doesn't work that way. I just, what are you supposed to say? I'm not, you know, I mean, it's good for him.
Yeah.
And this is certainly good
for him. It's fun to make fun of, though.
I would agree. I would agree with that. Yeah. Let's go to Sam in Melville. What's going on, Sam? How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. Sam, what's happening, brother?
Boomer, I'm a huge Jet fan. I loved you when you were the quarterback.
Thank you.
I called many times in the past. Listen, Boomer, I'm getting tired of your right-wing baloney.
Mm.
First of all, you should know that New York State courts are incredibly defendant friendly. I practice there every day. Contrary to this idea that New York's a super liberal state, the court system is incredibly defendant friendly. It's a buyer beware state. My bet is on St. John's in that lawsuit, if there is a lawsuit related.
Well, if there is legitimate, you know, problems within the program that they uncovered when it comes to kids not going to class, maybe his assistant coaches were doing something nefarious that we don't know about. Yeah, 100%. I think that I would come down on St. John's side. But if there's not anything and they're kind of using this, I think they're going to come down on the side of Mike Anderson.
I agree. The facts will be. But do we need your right-wing comments all the time?
They're not really right-wing. They're practical comments. You know, you can think I'm right-wing if you want. Go ahead. I don't really care. But, you know, that's your point of view.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco back in here. Jerry was just laughing at the call that was on the board. So since we're a little early, let's go to it. Al in Connecticut. What's going on, Al?
Good morning, guys. How we doing today?
Good. What's up, Al?
Real quick, I was just going to say, Kay got one hell of a participation trophy, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Very good, Al. Have a great day.
Now I would say,
because I wanted money.
Okay, we all do. So he's the Yes guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the ESPN Afternoon Drive guy.
Yeah.
And he also does that K-Rod thing, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so ESPN TV could pay him a lot of money. It's not just the radio.
Could be a baseball thing, too.
All,
or,
you know, it's all wound into one big contract, I would
well,
think.
Well, no, the Yes is not, I don't think.
Right.
No, yeah. I think this was just the radio.
It said ESPN New York deal in the headline. Ops for massive ESPN New York deal.
So it didn't have anything to do with the K-Rod and the Sunday Night Baseball thing?
Extra for that. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's more on top.
Well, it's even more massive.
Extra for Yes.
More on top.
Wow, we should
say that. Because I wanted money.
Okay, we get it.
He's never been shy about that. He asked for money for his wedding.
I mean, we're all here. Yes, right, he did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did he do a GoFundMe page or no?
No, I don't think so. But he didn't want gifts, he wanted cash.
Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, that is a little...
Did I tell people I was registered at Citibank?
Yeah.
Absolutely I did, because I wanted money rather than gifts.
Well, there you go. So yeah. He was registered at Citibank.
I love that. I mean, that's not being shy. I think most people would say the same thing.
That like, is being honest.
Right, like, I don't need
that. I'm not an animal.
Keep your toaster.
Yeah,
give me
right.
Cash.
Right, exactly. The soda stream, whatever.
I don't want the blender.
They don't need any of that stuff. Right. Waffle maker, panini maker.
Everybody could use a frother, though.
Yeah, K-cups. I don't need any of that. All right there, Jerry.
Does he get a piece of the K-cups?
Hmm?
Were they named after him?
Oh. Perhaps they will be soon.
I guess
he's making enough money. Maybe he could buy them. We're brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. T-Wolves Knicks last night. Knicks fall 140 to 134. Despite the fact that Julius Randle had a whopping 57 points in this game on 19 of 29 shooting,
He was 8 of 14 from three-point range. However, Torian Prince was 8 for 8 from 3. He had 35. Knicks give up that 140 in four quarters. Pretty crazy. Here was Tom Thibodeau. How exactly would you describe your defense?
Not very good. 42 points first quarter. They got going. Good offensive team. Hard to shut them off once they get going like that.
Here was Randall. He knows not good enough on the defensive end either.
No, I mean, they didn't feel our presence from the beginning. So we gave them confidence in a team like that that can really score the ball. You give them confidence early, you know, they're going to stick around.
Here was Jalen Brunson. He had 23 in the loss, and this is all about effort, he says.
We weren't playing hard enough. They were playing harder than us, and it's something that you'd never want to tell yourself or think about, but that was the case tonight. But you just got to give them credit. They play really well. We just got to be better.
Mitchell Robinson says we move on. There's nothing else we can do here.
I mean, basketball, it happens, you know, so... One thing we worried about just playing Miami. That's our next step. So, I mean, today is done. You can't bring it back. You can't rewind it. So, I mean, just live on and just move on.
And those guys
hit every year. Minnesota just hit a ton of shots.
Yeah.
Especially late.
Shot 60%.
But they had 79 points at halftime.
Yes, correct.
And then, like, the fourth quarter, they even when they were missing, they were getting the offensive rebound.
That's why betting these games is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, the way the Knicks had been playing, and I know they haven't been great at home. I get it. You're going to bet this game. How would you not take
it? How many times have you said that, too, in the last month?
I know. Another instance right there at the Garden last night.
When you play nine players, everybody gets gassed eventually.
I don't know. I think every team plays nine players. Some play 7 and 8. Maybe they need, again, more endurance. Maybe that's it. And plus, Jalen Brunson, I mean, he just got paid for not playing for a few weeks. He should have been play rested.
Well, he got legitimately hurt.
Yeah, I know.
Playing basketball.
So he should have felt great.
Right, just
well,
like
the way that went.
Your guy got legitimately hurt playing basketball for another team, and then you paid him.
Stupid. Grizzlies beat the Mavericks 112-108 as they came back from 13 down in the fourth, and the Bulls beat the Sixers in double overtime 109-105. Nets Cavaliers tonight on the Fan at 7:15. You know, we've talked about Rick Pitino getting hired at St. John's press conference at Madison Square Garden. You see Ed Cooley leaves Providence to go to Georgetown.
To go to Georgetown, yep.
That's weird inside the division, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened in the Big East where one Big East coach has left a job to go coach another one.
Yeah, pretty strange.
What is the weird? All right, so where did he go to school? I don't know. Was he a Providence friar or did he go to Georgetown? Do we know?
I don't.
Just Google it.
That I don't know the answer to that. I have no idea.
He was born in Providence.
Wow. Must have been a big money move.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
All these deals seemed like big money. What do you think Pitino's getting?
Massive.
No, I know, but would you say $42 million over 6 years?
I don't think that much.
You don't think $6 million a year or $5 million
I don't think he'd want to do that to St. John's. I think he's trying to build something there. So, you know, hamstringing them by getting a huge salary doesn't seem to go along with the thought process. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve. I don't
know. That vitamin water money?
Could be like, yeah, I mean, could it be $30 million over 6 years, $5 million a year, something like that, I would think, somewhere around there.
Ed Cooley went to Stonehill. That was Stonehill College in Easton, Massachusetts. And he was an assistant at Stonehill, Rhode Island, Fairview. No ties to Georgetown.
Isn't Stonehill now in the NEC that St. Francis just lost all their sports?
I don't know, man.
I never heard of Stonehill until I was looking them up today.
Really?
I feel like they're in the NEC now. Could be wrong about that.
I never heard of him either.
You make a lot of errors, man. Yes.
You make a lot of errors.
We're also brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling. We played this earlier, a couple of ago. The ex-wife, Scottie Pippen, talking about her sex life when her and Scottie were a thing.
I was married for...
And to be clear, this is on the Housewives of Miami. She's now dating Michael Jordan's son, by the way.
I was married for 23 years. I've always had sex like four times a night.
Four times a night?
Four times a night. Yeah, so three times a week is nothing.
Hold on. You're telling me you had sex four times a night when you were married?
I had sex four times a night every night. I never had a day off.
They look at it as a work day.
I mean, so if you're Michael Jordan's kid and you're hearing the woman that you're spending most of your time with now,
yeah,
talking like this about her history.
She was married.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, Stonehill is in the NEC.
They are, right? I thought so. I thought so. Here's the one other one to where the disbelief came in from the other wives.
What?
Yes.
What? Your poor
Yeah, you would think so after all that, so whatever.
You can get a rejuvenation, though, can't you? Isn't that a thing?
I have no idea.
What are you looking at me for?
You just looked at me and asked me that question.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know.
I think it is. I figured you would know.
A vagina rejuvenation?
Vaginoplasty.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think
it's a thing.
It is a thing.
So, yeah, okay. So she probably, you know, maybe... I don't know what she's doing, man. I don't know.
I think we should come up with our own vagina. I don't know what the hell that is.
Why would you have said that?
I didn't say that.
You did say that.
I don't know.
That was not artificial intelligence. That was you.
Did that have to do with the vajankle?
Probably.
Right.
Without a doubt. Had to do with the vajankle.
It's lost to the Nationals 3-2. They will play the
vajankle.
They will play the Astros at 110. You know who won't play at 110? Edwin Diaz. He's done for the season. Here is his teammate, Francisco Lindor, who was on Team Puerto Rico with Diaz when he went down and got injured. And this is deep.
It was heartbreaking. I never knew I loved Edwin so much until I couldn't stop crying. And that's when I realized I loved Edwin a lot.
I never realized how much cleats sound like a horse.
Well, especially on the right surface, yeah.
It's actually kind of funny. So, yeah, so he was hurt. He cried. He loves him. But he's gone for the season, unfortunately. Meantime, the Yankees play the Tigers today. You got Luis Severino on the mound for New York. Would you like to hear... Yeah, let's see if I have them both. Would you like to hear the Japanese call of this game from last night?
That was a great call. I'd like to hear that again.
Or do you want to hear the FS1 call?
That Japanese call was way better.
All right, here it is. So you think, well, you gotta hope
that Shohei Ohtani doesn't blow out his patella tendon in a celebration like that every game.
Yeah, just don't step on someone's foot. And probably won't happen.
Who stepped on Edwin Diaz's foot?
No, I think he stepped on someone's foot and his knee went the wrong way.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's when we saw the video.
Was it a Brave or a Philly that did that?
Yeah, probably.
I don't think it was, but you never know.
Were you watching this game, Jerry, last night by chance?
No, I watched the U.S.-Cuba game the other night.
Okay.
I watched
because I heard that I think it was the guy who started for Japan was throwing like over 100 consistently. And he's someone who's still pitching in Japan, so I wonder when he's going to get $10 gazillion to come over here and pitch.
Well, how about the guy, what's his name? One of the Japanese players has 13 RBIs in this World Baseball Classic and like 4 home runs. When's he coming over to play?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that Steve Cohen was going to go and just take this pitcher off the mound last night and make him the new closer. Just flash a bunch of money in his face.
You never know. You never know what they find. In Tampa, the Bucks introducing one Baker Mayfield. Now, Tom Brady's gone. Mayfield there, but he's not trying to replicate what's been done. He's got to be himself.
Listen, I'm never going to be Tom Brady. There's a reason he has won so many Super Bowls. He's the greatest of all time. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not going to try and be Tom. I'm going to be me. That's what's gotten me to this point. We're going to do it differently, but that's what makes this league so special.
You see any State Farm commercials?
Not anymore.
Not more, no more. Yeah. I'm not in Tampa?
No, I don't think so. Maybe a local car dealer.
Perhaps. Here he is. He's been around the block now, as we know. He goes, not quite what I envisioned.
It's not how I drew my career up by any means. If I was to tell you how it would go based on the plan, I wouldn't have said that I put on 3 different uniforms in the year 2022, but that's how it happens. And so you got to learn from it, roll with the punches.
And go start a new career in Tampa. That was a 1-year deal, right? With the Bucs?
Yes,
it was. Texans signing tight end Dalton Schultz, a former Cowboy now. And I played this earlier, too. It was Cam Newton. He's going to go throw at Auburn's Pro Day. Here he was on his Twitter page, kind of wondering why he's not in the NFL right now.
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to say, I can't wait to say, I love it.
Now, I didn't see this. I don't know what the hell is going on there.
Is he working out in a gym or something?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it a podcast? No, it's Marco said it was on his Twitter page.
I mean, think about it. Was it 20?
He had to be working out then, yeah. You think.
2015, he won the MVP. Is that what it was?
And they were great that year.
And that season that he had is one of the best I've ever seen by a quarterback. He was just, I didn't believe it because I remember that Panthers aren't for real, they're not for real, and went all the way to the Super Bowl, and he was just unbelievable, running and throwing and everything, and comebacks. It was just sick.
What you guys said about the long COVID, though, is very interesting.
Yeah, that was Eddie's theory, too.
Because they were doing well in New England early on in that season, and then when he came back, he was not the same guy.
No. I mean, I remember being all over it. I was like, Cam Newton, Patriots, I love it. And then he just fell apart.
And as Boomer said, he couldn't even throw the ball 5 yards without spiking it in the ground.
And the same thing happened when he signed back with the Panthers.
Right.
Couldn't throw.
Right. So, who knows? NHL tonight, you got the Rangers taking on the Hurricanes. See if the Rangers can put up 6 goals in the first period again. The Devils take on the Wild. Their last time out, they scored 5 unanswered against Tampa. And the Islanders do play the Maple Leafs. Going to get to moment of the day. It's a little lengthy. And it is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it.
No!
All right. So, to set this up properly, I was going to do Mike's birthday.
Yeah.
But then we got into Boomer going to the Riptide game Saturday night. He was supposed to be the halftime guest of Peter Schwartz. He didn't show up in the broadcast booth. So before they explored the situation with Peter, who would call in, Eddie had a reasonable suggestion, I would say. And it's kind of clipped together a little bit, but it makes sense as we play it.
I told him to call in for the last 3 minutes here because I can't take his constant text messages.
You can make this good. You can just go to the next Riptide game.
Here All right, is. Peter Schwartz, what's happening, Peter? Good morning.
Hey, Boomer, how are you?
Good. How come nobody came down to remind me that you were doing an interview with me at halftime?
Rich knew about it.
Rich never said one word to me.
I was at the shoot-around with him that morning, and we had talked about it, so...
I don't want to blame Rich, because Rich is the general manager. He's trying to run the freaking club.
I'm not blaming Rich either, but he did alert me at the shoot-around Saturday morning that the expectation from your people that you were leaving before halftime.
Right.
We had sent that person down probably with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And by the time he got down there, the clock hit zero on the second quarter. You got up from your seat in the owner's box, shook some hands, ran up the Zamboni entrance, and I found out later on that you had your car in the loading dock, so you ran out as soon as I don't even think you were there 10 seconds after the clock hit zero.
First of all, Peter, I didn't run out of anywhere. I walked out.
Did you? Well, you left pretty quickly.
I walked out. I'm Boomer Esiason.
There you go. That's the best I could do in 90 seconds to summarize.
Awesome. Use the Odyssey app and go back to Rewind at 8 a.m. You can hear the whole conversation, which was very entertaining and awkward. Yes, entertaining and awkward. All right, thanks, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, Roki Sasaki was that pitcher from last night. And Gallo said he's only 23 years old. I actually think he's 21 years old.
So, when is his posting fee going to happen?
Oh, my goodness.
And you know, every Major League scout is there. They're all looking at all these different teams to find out if they're in diamonds in the rough. And I'm sure everybody is already knows about this kid.
102 miles an hour he was throwing last night. So, whenever he is up for the posting fee and everything else, and he's allowed to join Major League Baseball, that's going to be a huge deal. He plays for the Chiba Latte Marines.
Nice.
And you know what the significance of the Chiba Latte Marines is?
Kode Senga pitched there.
Okay, that's one thing, but it's not what I was going to say.
I don't know. Did he really pitch there?
I have no idea. I don't know.
No idea.
No.
Shohei Ohtani pitched there.
No, I don't think so either. No. They may have. That's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Valentine was the manager of the Chiba Latte Marines.
Well, there you go. There.
Okay. So that's where he's at.
But you know, because of the international flavor of baseball, just like the NBA and the NHL, everybody knows who these prospects are, and everybody's going to want to get their hands on them.
Sure. Yep. And one of the most exciting pitchers in the world, Roki Sasaki. All right, let's go to Z in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. What's up,
I
Z?
Like it.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, right, Z,
what's happening?
You sounded exactly like I expected.
Boomer, I've been your man since the old day. I'm a lefty quarterback, and you're one of my heroes. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm retired. I got a part-time job up at the golf course at Cochiti, and I'd love to take you up there sometime. I tried to get a hold of you while you were over in the Super Bowl area, but I never could get through.
Well, I mean, like New Mexico, is a little bit far away from Arizona. Like, I couldn't get in the car and drive there.
Well, I just met me if you're ever out this way.
Yeah, what's the name of the golf course?
Cochiti.
No, there it is.
Cochiti. Yeah, Cochiti. I see it. Yeah. Looks beautiful.
C-O-C-H-I. Yeah, it's a beautiful course, and like I say, I'd love to take you up there sometime. It's nice and mellow. We have a great time, and I just wanted to let you know you're one of my favorites. And
hey, where'd you play football? You said you were a lefty quarterback. Where'd you play?
In Illinois. I'm from Illinois.
All right. You make it to college?
Arcola. It's a little bitty town, but it's one of the biggest football towns in Popeye Pullen. He was one of the heroes back in the World War One, prisoner of war, and he's my last name's Pullen, P-U-L-L-E-N, and he was a football god back here in the old days, Midwestern Illinois boy.
So what do you do at Cochiti? What do you do there?
Drugs. I'm a ranger.
Oh, you're a ranger. Okay.
Yeah, I just work part time, and I just get free golf and discounts and stuff, but I know everybody. I'm called Z because I look like ZZ Top. No one even knows my real name in the whole city of Rio Rancho or anywhere out here.
Your real name Popeye Pullen? Is it? What was the guy's name again?
My last name's Pullen, P-U-L-L-E-N. Jeff, that's my real name, but okay. No one even knows me. I'm just known as Z out here in Albuquerque.
Okay.
I like it, man. But, so Cochiti's that's a private golf course, right?
No,
it's not
public, but not very crowded, and it's out in the middle of up by the Jemez Mountains, and it's a beautiful place, and I love driving up there and going golfing.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures of the golf course right now. It looks great. And by the way, I played plenty of public golf courses. You know, Bethpage Black, Pebble Beach,
West
Torrey Pines, West Sayville, Timber Point.
Yeah.
You know, then I play Shinnecock and Sabonic and Friar's Head and stuff like that, too.
I knew you were a golfer, and I just thought, man, I'd sure love to have him go see Coach Dean, take a trip up every ever in Albuquerque, and I just wanted to invite you. And do you have my number there?
Yeah,
I'll do Chazzy. We'll put it in the system, and we appreciate the offer, Z. Thank you.
Hey, Z, I'm reading about Popeye Poland here. I mean, you were not kidding. What an unbelievable career and a war hero and everything else. That's pretty cool.
Yep. The VFW was named after him, the Poland Gear Poland VFW Hall, and he was, they say he could kick, on his kickoff, he could kick them through the goalposts, and he was like going to be a pro till he got prisoner of war. They always said he'd be a pro, but he was our pulling hero.
he really was. Reading about this, what an incredible life.
And see, that's your grandfather?
No, he's my great, let's see. I forget how many greats it is, but he's my uncle.
Oh, great. Probably one great, I would think.
Yeah, he was born in 1919.
Yeah, see, and I was born in 58, so there's a couple of generations there, or one, you know what I mean?
Maybe one, so, I think. That's what I think.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I can't remember exactly, because it's been so long, but but anyway.
Yeah, he's a World War II hero, not a World War I hero.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry about that.
All right, very good. Nothing wrong with it. I'm glad that I learned about him, because it seems like it's an incredible life. All right there, Z. Good stuff, and maybe we'll see you in New Mexico someday.
If you ever come out this way, man, I sure appreciate it. And like I say, I just can't believe I even got to talk to you. It's what makes one of my favorite days of my life, sir. Thank you very much.
All righty, Z. Thanks, man. You have a great day. See, I think I always keep telling you guys we need to do a remote in New Mexico, and you guys laugh at me.
Hey, I'm with you.
I'd do it. Albuquerque looks beautiful.
I've been to Albuquerque. You've been to Albuquerque, Al?
I have not, no.
You should be Al from Albuquerque.
Yes.
Have you heard Al from Albuquerque?
Al Albuquerque, yeah. What is that, Taos? Is that place that's very hippity-dippity out there, Eddie?
Yeah, that's a ski resort, I believe.
Is it?
T-A-O-S.
Yeah, I thought it was a city. Taos, New Mexico?
But I believe there is a resort there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'd be great for this guy if he rolls up to work with Boomer.
Oh, yeah.
Boomer's going to golf.
Yeah, yeah. You got a big surprise
skiing
today.
Snowboarding out there in Taos.
Be like, okay, Z, whatever you say, Z. Yeah, okay. No, I swear to God. He's going to be here. Watch him. His big old beard. And then Boomer strolling up, tight pants.
And still not on with Peter Schwartz.
Keep taking shots. Just keep taking shots. It's just an endless shot taking by you narps. Never ends.
Dan and Carteret. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dan. What's up?
I was listening earlier when you were talking about this Boomer interview with Schwartz, and I'm glad as I was waiting on hold, it made moment of the day, because this is, like Boomer said earlier, you guys just don't get it. This is nobody's fault. This is everybody's fault but Boomer's. I mean, Boomer was most likely the most famous person in the building. It's a big night for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and the collaboration with the Riptide, and Schwartz even said himself that he got, he caught wind of the expectations that Boomer was going to leave at halftime. So Schwartz wanted this interview. He's got to make the call and send somebody down.
He did. He did send somebody down. He said with 3 minutes to go.
You're not letting me finish my...
I said he sent somebody down.
Dan, I appreciate you, Dan.
You got to send him down in the first quarter and get in Boomer's ear and say, hey, you going to do this interview?
And then you're bugging him.
3 minutes in the second period?
Yeah, then you're bugging him at that point.
You know, Dan, I think you're right, Dan, and I think you're probably the only guy that truly gets the situations that I get myself into, and it's really not my fault.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on in that big Norwegian head of yours, and you're famous. So you can't be remembering all these little details. People gotta step up, and they gotta be like, "Hey, Boomer, we want you to do this." You know, they gotta cater to you. You're the former professional NFL player, the MVP. It's not like they were trying to interview Gio.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. And I am 61 years old, so I can forget a few things every now and again too, as well.
Exactly. The mind is like the second thing to go after division, or maybe vice versa. But yeah, you're getting up there in age. So
yeah, I would think, Dan, now that you've got Boomer's back in this way and he's agreeing with you, I think now's the time that you and Dan need to go out to lunch, Boomer. Because you're the only one who has not had a interaction with Dan and Carteret. And he's waiting for this moment.
It's all good. Boomer's going to smoke you all on that bike tour, too. 61 years old, and you'll be all...
It's not a race. It's not a race, and you don't have to kiss his ass there, Dan.
Dan, I appreciate it.
Rolling into his ass there.
Finally, some respect around this place.
Smokey, it's not even a race. It's a tour. Nobody even goes fast. The only reason we went fast last time was we were freezing our asses off. We had to get to the finish line.
That's true.
Quickly. Absolutely quickly.
I know Brandon was asking you how long it takes. I mean, like, if it's raining, believe me, it'll take you like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. We got that done really, really quickly. Yeah. Brandon was asking that. So I guess he's, he wants to know what's going on, how long it is and everything.
I mean, they're
camping up the gay gap.
I'll be talking to Jerry Cahill today to make sure everybody understands where we start, when is it finished, how long does it take, you know, all this crap that, like, you could find it on the internet if you got half a brain. You know what I'm saying?
See, this is...
Fuck you!
This is how you say to me, like, you know, you get yourself in trouble when you say certain things. Remember I said, like, that was a stupid take? You're like, but Tiki said that. And I'm like, okay, and now someone can say it's you're calling Tiki stupid if you're not careful with your words. You saying that Brandon only has half of a brain?
No, I just said if you want to look it up on the internet, you can. It's easy. If you had a half a brain, you could still do it. You don't need a full brain. You have a half a brain.
Fuck you. Okay.
That's my right wing take on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.